Let's talk about amazing. Born and raised in East Oakland, Ice, a rapper, a kid from East Oakland in tennis shoes, and he's a commissioner of the arts and cultural affairs for the city of Oakland. What?
Tell me your name.
My name is Ice Life.
Spell it.
I-S-E is my first name. My last name, Life, L-Y-F-E.
And that is your stage name?
No, that's my name.
That is your name. Yeah. My name is Isidra Pearson Lynn. People say, where'd you get that name from? I get it. Yeah. Ice people. Yeah. They call me Ice.
Me too.
So you're from the Bay Area.
I'm from Oakland. I live in Los Angeles now, but I'm originally from Oakland, California.
I first heard of you as a spoken word artist, but what else do you do?
Well, I'm a spoken word artist. I'm a hip-hop theater artist. I'm an HBO desk poet, you know, so that's very real. I'm an artist.
Now, on to the business. All the business. Ice owns and operates Life Productives, a social marketing education firm with a diverse clientele ranging from AAA, Kaiser Permanente, and Airborne Tickets, all the way to universities, and producing content for the Eddie Griffin Comedy Central special.
But on top of that, as an executive, I'm the executive director of Life Productives. We're a social marketing and product development firm. Like I was saying, investing in creating a popular culture of consciousness through education and entertainment.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, a lot of what it means is taking ideas and concepts that are good for people and making them provocative. I think a lot of times we think, oh, people don't want to hear something that's, quote, conscious because they're ignorant. That's part of it, but oftentimes it's just the way it's presented is whack. You know, so our role is to make it as provocative as some Big Mac is marketed to folks, you know, but doing it with something that's better for us.
Can you point to somewhere on the internet I can go and see your work?
You can visit Life Productives at Life Productives, that's L-Y-F-E, productive with an S on the end, lifeproductives.com.
Productives, not productions.
Life Productives.
And there will be samples of some of the clients and things?
Absolutely, and also you can follow me online on Twitter at Ice Life, that's I-S-E-L-Y-F-E. So by developing product or doing social marketing, it's figuring out ways to make it so that when you put your product out or an idea you have, that a consumer looks at it and knows it's very clear on what you're asking them to do. A lot of times, so for example, what's the name of your company?
House of the Rising Suns, S-O-N-S, Media.
House of the Rising Suns, Media, follow me. Or if they go to your website, it's important that the person knows, okay, well, what do you want me to do once I'm there? You know, do you want me to click to like it? Do you want me, you know, how does this relate to me? Just making sure that there's a lot of clarity in how we put ourselves out there.
Oh, I get it. So you take what they're already doing and make it more focused.
And articulate.
And articulate.
See Ice in the studio. See Ice in the classroom, in the packed lecture hall, on PBS, in a music video, online, in his car, in the bathroom? Oops.
The kids I went to school with, they made a big deal out of me having a white grandma. Most of us never got to see white people up close unless it was the police. So, me having a white grandma meant I got to see Bigfoot up close.
Not impressed yet? Okay, take this. He wrote a book. Yep, add author to his resume. He's not a coffee house poet chat book author.
Yes.
No. How about this? The book is a hit, gets commissioned as a play, sells out the Tony Award-winning Berkeley Repertory Theater type of book. Okay, so he wrote a book and he's successful. I'm sure he's on to the next thing. But ho, pump your brakes, cowboy. How about he gets an audio book deal and places the book and audio book in 100 schools? Ice, baby. Somebody should give this guy an award. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Somebody did. He won the John George Social Justice Award at 27 years old. And that made him the youngest to ever receive it.
Imagine it for them. Because they got huge imaginations and they going to run with whatever we hand them, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. We bigger than a block, a turf, a car, a song. Big enough to make the drugs, the guns, the blood, no more. No more. Because you, me, we deserve more. This ain't your boy, this your brother, Ice Life. And I'm saying, Peace.
All right, so we're going to follow you on, tell me one more time.
Ice Life on Twitter, ISELYFE on Twitter.com.
But we can see you tomorrow night.
You can see me Friday night. I'll definitely be at the Spoken Word event on the 10th. Tomorrow night. But also, I'm doing the feature performance lecture for the Pan-African Film Festival on Friday, February 15th.
Where?
Here, right at the Ray Cinemas.
And so what are you going to do?
There I'll be doing a presentation called What Are We Thinking? And it's a critical analysis of what is it going to look like for us in entertainment 20 years from now based on the history that we're creating today.
Wow, what time is that?
That's at 9 p.m.
Here?
Yes, right here.
Wow. How did they even know to ask you to do that?
Yeah. I've been at it for a minute.
Okay, so you're on the lecture circuit.
And humbly, I'm the number one spoken word hip-hop theater artist in the country.
He's a humble guy. But come on, man. Haven't heard of him? Don't worry. You're not late. This kid is just really early. Learn more and join the conversation at www.icelife.com.